I jump up and down all the time about it, so, you know. By the way, I had good things to say about you on an article in the Business Journal. I hope it had some impact. Anyone for inspection? Alderman Mayor.
He is here. How about he give us a brief overview?
But Scott, do it. You want to do it?
Sure.
Scott? And pull the microphone closer to you than Chief Remington. Thanks, Chiefs.
Thank you, Chiefs.
I think you're dismissed if you want to be.
Get the motions at some point here when, you know, so you guys have any questions. I don't know. It's up to you. I mean, it's your two bodies of yours.
I would say you're dismissed if you want to be. Scott, pull your microphone up.
Well, it's a bit of a setup for him because, like he said, he hasn't done this before. But his budget was very straightforward. There's very little changes in it. The primary thing impacting his budget is going to be the project in the Capital Improvement Fund that addresses bringing BSNA, which will lead to moving away from Govern. It will change a system. Once that's in place, we'll be in a position the following year to move to using something like this in the field so that the inspectors can do reports in the field, can get data sheets they need in the field, can do their emails from the field, and make them a lot more efficient. In the meantime, we are looking to move away from the radios in the budget, but it's an insignificant amount because since we're only doing it 1 year and they'll have these the following year, we don't need smartphones. So we'll just make sure we're probably switching to the a basic flip phone instead of the radio, easier to carry, lower maintenance, and we get those on a state contract for pennies on the dollar. You know, a low-use phone is in the neighborhood of $4 a month for us. So that's probably the only thing new in the budget, but it's small enough. And a lot of the phone line items paid for out of the IT, there's really not much happening overall in the budget as far as changes.
Alderman Taylor.
That's good enough for me. I mean, my understanding is unless we have questions specifically, we're not expecting presentations. That's what we use our time for, one-on-one. So if there's people that have decided to show up tonight, that's great. If there's questions, and whether it's a library or health department or in Glenn's office, like whatever, that's fine. But I didn't expect him to be, hey, present what's going on. I mean, that's, take the time and meet with these people in the next month.
Anyone else have something for the Director of Inspection Services? Thanks, Scott.
Nice job, Scott.
Thank you.
Well done. Now, Courtney's next. Okay, the other departmental budgets. Engineering Public Works, page 182. This is where we anticipate, or I've proposed, a heavy equipment operator. Any questions for Mr. Morrill? Highway and Parks?
John.
Oh, I'm sorry. Alderman Nelson?
Yes, I had an opportunity to speak with Mr. Schleter, and just to get some clarification, we may want to have, I know we're not looking to have presentations, but I believe you were also short another position, so there were two vacancies, correct? And you're only looking at filling one? I know there's a heavy equipment operator vacancy, and I believe there is another vacancy.
Page 189.
Not, and forget it. I mean, you guys are looking at each other like,
those, so well, what you're seeing, we do have chart vacancies throughout the department, but this is a new position. So you may have an actual. Do you have any vacancies right now that are in the process of being hired? Yeah. So, but those are scheduled vacancies in the personnel listing, so they would be filled in the normal course of business. The position that I discussed at the presentation and that the mayor referred to is a brand new additional heavy equipment operator.
Got it. And I fully support that, but I want to make sure that you'll be fully staffed, or are you still down one?
He's down one quarter, which is seasonal help.
You're down, okay, but other than that, you're only going to be down the one that just put their notice in, so other than that, you're even?
Right now, we're down one heavy equipment operator from 2017.
Got it, and that's the one that's going to be restored?
And we're down,
hopefully,
the position from 2016 that was approved when Kayla Sparks was built that was never hired.
That's the one. So are we looking at the possibility of bringing that one back as well? I mean, that's the one of the things. I'm just looking to get you fully staffed because we have horrible areas for streets and other things that just trickles down to. So I'm looking at
this budget doesn't provide funding for that. There was a year where the position was authorized and I believe unfunded, and then that authorization was removed. So it's not scheduled as an unfunded one. I didn't look back and look at that, but
That means this body has voted on how many budgets since then and not added that position.
Since 2016.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for either the city engineer or the superintendent of public works? Well done, guys. Thank you very much. Turn to pages. I don't have tabs, Mark. What page?
Tab 6?
No, it's parks. Is any questions on parks?
As far as, are you talking about employee parks, funding positions, or parks
talking
in general?
Operations of the parks. So that would be Kevin's department. Parks are on page, start on page 216.
I guess he could help answer some questions for some issues in the parks on Pleasant View in the next section over, which is in the Capitol. So if I could ask Glenn and Kevin some questions regarding how far that project is going to get along this year.
Let's do that under Capitol.
Okay.
I mean, you do it. I'm just refereeing
nope,
here. No,
so. I totally agree with you.
Okay. Street lighting. No issues there. Any big issues there?
I have a real debate on that.
I did have a constituent take me to task on street lighting. Weed control. Nothing. Public health. Here's Courtney's first. Oh, you're over there. You're hiding. any questions on public health? Okay. Good job, Courtney. First budget. Way to go.
Ooh, I love animal control.
Yeah, that's my hot button issue, too. Okay. Next one is animal control. Anybody got an issue? No. Nope. Recreation department, which is a pass-through.
What page are you on now?
Page
234. Okay. Nothing. Planning department, page 238.
Did you really grill him? Oh, he's not here.
He is here. I can bring him up.
No.
Actually, Joel is working downstairs. He said, Mayor, do you want me upstairs or working downstairs? I said, working downstairs.
But
anything? Joel will be happy to. Okay. I think that's it for that section.
Economic development.
I'll just tell you that I did some pretty serious cuts before it got to you. So there you go. Any questions on economic development?
You did what?
I did some serious cuts in this department.
Like explain?
From the requested. The contract services, I took it down by, what, half, Mark? Something like that?
In total, that whole group of sort of marketing, the contract services, the promotions, if you looked at all those different categories that fall into it, it was taken down by about a little over a third, but still leaving plenty of room for program work and if you guys do work. So there's still around, I want to say, a little short of $50,000 in there for her to work with, taking it down from in the 70 area.
Okay.
Transfers to other funds, not a big deal. We move on to the special funds, segregated funds, page 250, solid waste collection.
I might suggest before you move into other funds, since the motion Alderman Taylor wanted to address is sort of that general fund operation stuff, you might finalize any consideration of his motion.
Alderman Taylor.
Regarding?
Probably all three of them, because that's all sort of general
Then at this point, do you want to talk about the position in your office?
Sure, I didn't prepare anything as clear as the two chiefs did, but
Do you want me to do this since I'm forcing it on you?
Well, you brought it up at the
last common council meeting, and the two chiefs both echoed that, you know, and we all know things get stuck in your area. And one thing I talked to, it was a good conversation I had with Alderwoman Wilhelm last week when I can't. I would really want to joke around with her, but it was funny. It was typical. It was typical Kristen, and it was good. But I came up with a great solution. We're going to have, because I know right now the clerk, she keeps track of, you know, motions made by the council and that. But I can't recall the last time that document's been put before us to say, here's all the outstanding issues that, you know, have not been dealt with. So we have a nice thing called the project tracker. We should have the common council tracker, which is a real simple document that this individual can create that has the motion that we made, it has the date that we adopted it, and when we're asking it to be done by. So constantly it can be in front of us. Because right now that has not been. Okay, well, when's the last time I've seen that? When's the last time this body's seen that?
When's the last time you asked for
it? Exactly. So this is going to be something that they can, you know, this person, you don't have to, I'm taking work away from you, ma'am clerk. You should be happy with me. So this document, we can constantly keep in front of us so we know what's outstanding. We know there's plenty. So that was just one thing.
Yeah, I won't try to hide it all from the fact that there's a lot of stuff that gets backlogged behind my desk based upon the broad range of things that I end up getting assigned to me. Some of which don't necessarily need to be things I need to be involved with, but there often isn't somebody else that it falls to, whether it falls in purchasing, a lot of the human resources things, and there are a lot of projects, you know, such like fixing our 457 plan. It's very important. It's very important to the two union groups we have. It's a project I have not been able to get to and would very much like to do it. I envision using this position, and I think maybe the best example for it is the document before you. That's a lot of work, and Paul did 75 to 80% of it, you know, if you take away what the departments do, because he creates these tables, gets the pages, pulls it together, makes sure things balance, does all those 25 pages of summary stuff at the beginning. But then we work together to figure out what's that strategy, how do we get it all to fit together. And that's how I see using this person in those other areas like sign code, the impact fees. You know, there's a lot of stuff I get involved with that doesn't necessarily come here or comes here just at the end. Labor negotiations is a good example. You know, you have it on your agenda tomorrow night, but there was literally hours and hours and hours of work involved with that. Negotiations, you know, take 4 hours in a day, but there's probably 30 hours of preparation for that four-hour meeting. So there's definitely a way a support person of that level can be used. You know, I do have Dana who helps me in human resources, but we had an extra human resources person in the budget a few years ago and had to eliminate it because the IT one turned out to be more important. But with Dana doing, you know, all of the regular FMLA and hiring and interviewing and scheduling, she can't pick up a lot of the policy development stuff. So somebody in that interim level, the position slotted to fall sort of in that level right between Lisa and her, could really be invaluable in helping these other areas move along with the same kind of success that I think you see in the budget document in front of you that I'm only able to do with Paul's tremendous assistance.
Alderman Wilhelm, and then I want to add on to Mark.
So, Mark, what did you think about the suggestion for the motion project tracker item?
I've been aware it's already there. It's an item Sandy
I understand that, but repeatedly.
It's taken care of.
Yeah. The only thing I think you have to do when you do that is we have to have some way of communicating to the council the things that aren't necessarily on your agenda that are regular and routine aspects of our job, you know, that burden our ability to achieve what you want.
So I heard this. I didn't get finished, and then I lost the floor, and then I heard this. It's taken care of. I guess I'd like to hear from the clerk since she has her hand up.
I just want to clarify that when I say we have a project tracker, that tracks contracts and agreements and motions But I think what some of the aldermen are looking for, and you might want to clarify it now because somebody's going to say later on during that meeting, you said we were going to get that. But if something is directed to or referred to staff and told them to write a letter regarding whatever, my office does not follow up with another department and say, by the way, did you write that letter? What we track are items that come back to council, are referred to. So we don't track every single motion and follow up with an, I mean, it's, I'm pretty sure that other departments would not appreciate it if I call them every 2 days and said, by the way, did you write that letter? Did you do this? Did you do that? I mean, that's not for me to do.
Alderman Wilhelm still has the floor.
So I guess that was part of my concern is, yes, the clerk's doing that, but then can you have this person like kind of at least make sure the departments get those and follow up on them? I have all kinds of motions out there. Like I can go back to 2014, and there are staff-directed motions that aren't accomplished yet, and I just don't understand how that happens if we're carrying out the council's wishes. So I really would like a commitment that's beyond what the clerk just said, that she's doing her job, but I need, before I vote for this position, because I really don't want you to be taking on more things because you've got another person. And it just seems like everything does fall in your lap, and then it just kind of sits there because you can't get to everything. But part of that, I think, is because, you know, you're willing to do it, and or you're directed to do it.
Or won't give up, so. Give up the grasp of doing it, which is a conversation that we have. I mean, you can't. I mean, sorry, Chris. No.
Yeah. And that's, you know, a little bit of it too. Are you going to be willing to give up some of that to this other person? And are you going to? I guess it depends on
absolutely.
Who the person is.
And again, I think the budget book in front of you is a good example of that. And I'm happy not to have to do the work. Sometimes, though, if I'm the only one with the experience or background to do it, other than, you know, maybe Jesse, but his plate is more full than mine.
And then I have one other issue that's been outstanding that, in addition to the motion issue, that I'd like you to have this person follow up on. I also have the website update issue, which has been outstanding since like December of 2018 or further back than that, which, you know, that was part of the thing you were going to work on, and I would like to see that get done. I'm getting real tired of sitting at meetings and having residents yell at me because I'm not doing it when it's not my duty to do.
I believe it's the intent that the website with, it's not a redesign, it was a restructure of the backbone. I believe that's being turned on tomorrow.
So, and it looks very nice.
So that is ready to go. And so now once that comes up is the point at which I told you we would be doing updates. Otherwise, we had to do every update twice. It was a very long process.
I understand that, and I've been very patient waiting for that, but the residents are way less patient. So.
But I do think that new website look is tomorrow.
Okay, that's all I have.
Alderman Taylor.
So, one, I think we all can agree one person cannot do all the work that Mark is required to do. So you need an additional person. I think the issue I have with this common council tracker, which is fine, you know, blame me for not asking to have it on the agenda, but there's no tickler that says it should go on the agenda once a year, like a cleanup. The county did that, but we've never set that up. So now we can have it in a way that's constantly in front of us, just like it's emailed for the project tracker. We can have something that you can constantly see, because to me it's totally unacceptable that we said we want impact fee changes or options and we told you when, and it was not brought here. It wasn't said, hey, you know, we'll say the second meeting in this month, and then months go by and then we're having the conversation saying, where is it? So if it's constantly in front of us, plus that individual is tracking it and knowing, all right, hey, we got to get on this because we have 1 month and it's got to go back. And if it's not, we need to explain why we need more time. Instead, stuff just drifts off and the government just comes to a, it's slow moving, okay? The website thing, not even a clue what the hell we're talking about. Not even a clue. No one's ever said, hey, you want to preview it? You know, I've seen 19 municipalities' websites. Nobody asked me for any input.
This was a council motion made a long time ago.
Right, but I'm saying is we have...
Kristen's talking about quarry monitoring.
Right.
I'm talking about the look that we got now that we changed the backbone, but not the content.
Yeah, it's just
the content.
Right, but see, stuff like that just, they get lost, you know? And like I said, it just takes too damn long to get some things done and having this individual. And then I think it's helpful. Okay, that's it.
Just to follow up, Alderman Taylor and I had a conversation about this position. The concern was, is this going to be an ongoing position and for how long? It's the intention, I think, of all of us to make sure that all of these positions get maintained permanently. However, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the waste siting money. Given the structure and what I think it ought to be, I don't see a person in this position for much longer than 3 or 4 years before they leave, which would offer us an opportunity to discontinue the position. That's just my thought. So, Alderman Barber.
Once this comes online tomorrow, like you're saying, this is going to be a new... Is it going to be easier to put in content like that would come up from the Quarry Monitoring Committee and have that put into it? And who is going to be doing that along the way with that? It seems to be like it hangs out there. How does that get implemented into the new system once... Can you speak?
Right now, we currently only have the one person trained in it, which is Lisa. She's the one who's worked with them through the conversion. You know, many years ago, we had somebody in each department who was trained. One by one, the department stopped doing it because once you get it set up, most departments have very little change. So at this point, any changes that would happen would still occur through Lisa, a department that wanted to be trained in how to maintain their page if they had a lot of changes. We have the ability to get them trained from the software group or with Lisa serving sort of as a train-the-trainer kind of person or, you know, who can help make them do it. But what Lisa doesn't do is develop the content. The departments still need to develop their content. And then, you know, Lisa... works, gets it put in a template. You know, maybe 10% of the time she asks me to look at it to make sure it's providing sort of a consistent format or consistent content or staying within the parameters that the Technology Commission and the Council has set for what goes on a website and what doesn't. But, you know, 90% of the changes she just makes directly with the departments. But if nobody develops the content, then she doesn't have the change. So we still look to the departments to develop the nature of the content. Then we help them format it into the web pages.
Alderman Nelson.
Is Lisa eligible and would she be considered for this position?
No.
Asking for everybody.
I would doubt it because you're probably looking for somebody who is has an MPA and probably maybe a year or two of experience, or somebody a recent law school graduate who, you know, because a lot of the work will have a legal basis. You know, an example could be the sign code. They could do a big chunk of the sign code and then spend a little time with me and a little time with, you know, Jesse or Brian and have that done. And they could focus on that. But you really have to have some good write. It's going to take good writing and organizational skills and a understanding of legal concept and structure will be key. You get that clearly from someone with, an entry-level attorney, or you get that with someone usually with a good MPA background.
Alderman Taylor, you have a motion?
Well, I guess then the last thing is I did kind of allude to it in the beginning about the money for, maybe Mark wants to touch on that, for the $29,000 for the police department personnel costs. You still, I'll let you speak on that.
Yeah, okay.
And then the last would be, and when I told the mayor that I was bringing this motion in, he asked if I was feeling well. because by now you should know I do not take lightly or really like to support tax levy increases, which is also why this item is before us tonight and not when we're going to adopt the budget in the middle of November. I put it out for discussion tonight so we could get it included, so this is what goes out to the public, so the public can have plenty of input on this, because reality was what was moving forward was a tax levy increase, but just a chunk of money saying public safety will deal with it later, which I think is totally unacceptable. We're at least laying out how we're spending the money. So there's a $17,000 that we're using that it's eligible within that, it's growth, correct?
Right. It's part of the net new construction. When we were putting, you know, working on the budget, we have a lot of numbers flying at us. At the time, we anticipated what that number would be from the state. We included that in here, which has growth of about 1.57%, I think, is the number off the top of my head. But as it turns out, when the number came out from the Department of Revenue, we really had 1.605%. So I rounded it off to the nearest thousand, the amount of gap there was between the allowable growth. You know, had we had this at the time, you know, in advance, ready to include it, I guarantee you I would have recommended it and urged the mayor to include it in his recommended budget, because for 2 years now we've, you know, been pretty clear we need to grab that growth that's allowable. So this isn't new taxes on existing people. It's just getting the taxes from the new growth that occurred and building it into the base. And that's what this does. So I appreciate you including it. Relative to the $29,000, I know the police chief has a concern about compression within the department. Technically, if you really look at the definition of compression, we don't have that issue because we have built into our policy that the minimum sergeant wage is 7.5% above the top police officer wage. But that does allow a sergeant who's gone above that minimum level to end up having a police officer gain ground on him if our annual range increases are smaller than theirs. That did occur in 2018 by 0.5%. And if you approve the contract that is on tomorrow night's agenda, it'd be another 4,500, 0.45%.
Basically, what this is we're putting the money aside. This will go to personnel committee. Personnel committee can decide this and then send it back to the council at some point. But this is the money necessary to make some adjustments, but it's not determined what.
Right.
And that's between person, you know, your department, the police department, you know, personnel committee, and they're good at what they do, and so they'll be able to recommend something to us.
And just to be clear, and I did say it at the budget presentation, it's written in the transmittal letter, and when we adopted the pay plan, the chief at the time says he's not a fan of merit programs, and we have some merit funding in this for non-reps in this budget we talked about. He's not a fan of that in what he considers their organization to be a paramilitary organization. And in that discussion of merit, he would like to see the personnel committee and the common council reconsider a small step and grade plan for the command staff on that side. So this doesn't set that policy and say by doing this you're agreeing to what the chief wants, but it ensures that that discussion be had and the appropriations are there to be able to do it. So I worked at great length over the weekend, and then with the chief, he and I met today. And so we understand where he's going, and we'll let the personnel committee and common council deal with the policy issue later. This ensures there's sufficient appropriation to be able to do that.
Let me jump in for just 1 second. I want to be clear because the meeting's getting recorded, and I'm sure there's going to be people listening to it. When I put in the budget for 3 public safety positions, it was full well and clear that I wanted the common council to weigh in on how the departments got that money and to what positions, which we're accomplishing tonight. So it really accomplished what I wanted to do, but I don't want anybody to misunderstand. We were not, I was not hiding anything, neither was the staff. It was had the common council give us directions, and that's what you're doing. Alderman Taylor.
Well, and to elaborate on that, to me, it's how am I to know what is needed in the fire department or what is needed in the police department? That's why I said, and that's why I met right away and didn't wait, you know, to try, you know, tackling this.
Yep.
So they had plenty of time. If they needed more time, but they were willing right away. I mean, I met with them within days of that common council meeting, and that's because they obviously take this seriously, you know, just as we all do. But if they would have needed more time, and next week is when they would have wanted to meet, we couldn't have done this tonight. So that's why we're here. So I have a motion, Your Honor.
Sure.
Motion to tentatively amend the mayor's recommended 2020 budget by the following. One, eliminate the funding for three public safety officers from the new general public safety department listed as personnel costs of $344,860 and non-personnel costs of $15,000. Number two, adding one police officer, $114,950, adding one battalion chief for $143,500, and adding one support position to the Department of Administration for $89,000. And three, adding $29,000 to police department personnel costs to address wage compression and a restructuring of the command staff pay plan by increasing general fund revenues from property taxes by $17,000 as per net new construction allowance.
Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I didn't sit here and calculate all that up. What's the difference? Is there a savings in the three officers plus this, or does this consume all the funds?
All of it.
Okay.
I had a point I was going to make, but I forgot what it was. So anyway. Oh, I just wanted to comment that both chiefs and I and Mr. Liberta have been talking about these various issues for, well, I've been mayor, what, 5.5 years? So the chiefs were well aware that we were going to offer three positions. You guys get your best arguments together. So they were prepared for your conversation. This wasn't out of the blue. I don't mean to say that that's what you accused me of. It's just important for people to know that the chiefs have been trying to solve this problem for years. Okay. Any other questions on the motion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Abstain.
Madam Clerk, please.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Abstain.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstention. The motion carries. Solid Waste Fund, I recommend leaving the budget as is. The cost to the constituents, $106.95. There is a number in the page on page 250. Should the council want to discuss and then change the service to cart service for garbage and weekly recycling, that would be $133.95 if you so choose to do that. I will point out as well that on page 252,